This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, an unexpectedly large planet around a small star, a visitor from outside the solar system, a lost lunar lander, and water in the atmosphere of a super-Earth. First, a large planet has been found orbiting a small star. GJ3512b is a gas giant with a mass at least half of that of Jupiter, but potentially much bigger. What's interesting about this planet is that it is orbiting a red dwarf. Current theories about planet formation don't expect this to be possible, as they predict that there wouldn't have been enough material around the red dwarf earlier in its life to form planets as large as this one. This means that theories have to be re-examined in order to explain this strange planet. Next, a new interstellar visitor has been discovered in the solar system. The comet, named Borisov, is only the second comet found to have come from outside of our solar system. The first was the cigar-shaped Oumuamua, discovered in October 2017. Many interstellar objects are thought to come through our solar system within the orbit of the Earth, and even more reach Neptune, but they are very hard to spot. The comet is likely to stick around for a year and will be closest to the Sun in December. As it gets closer, the comet will provide fascinating insights into the conditions outside of our solar system. In some less good news, India is still trying to connect to its lost lunar lander. The Vikram lander, part of the Chandrayaan-2 mission, was meant to reach the South Pole of the Moon on the 6th of September after launching in late July. Contact was lost only a couple of kilometres from its destination and still hasn't been made. ISRO, the Indian Space Research Organisation, has already successfully launched a lunar orbiter as part of this mission, and though the Vikram would have only been in operation for 2 weeks, the mission's triumph would have made India only the fourth country to achieve a soft landing on a body outside the Earth. The organisation says the orbiter has found the lander near to where it was expected to be, though images have yet to be released. Finally, astronomers have found water in the atmosphere of a super-Earth for the first time. K2-18b is 8 times the mass of the Earth and is orbiting a red dwarf star. The planet lies in the habitable zone of its star, which for this system is a quarter of the way closer than the Earth is to our Sun. Crude estimates of the temperature of the planet put it between minus 73 and 47 degrees Celsius, though this depends on the surface and atmosphere of the planet. The study found water vapour in the atmosphere, and the discovery is an excellent look into the atmospheres of planets which may have the potential to support life. Though the extent of the water is unknown due to technological limitations, the next generation of space telescopes will allow us to find out how much water vapour surrounds this planet.